Come here, just a little bit further. You trust me, don't you? I've got something special planned. Just now realizing we're quickly approaching some candles and a blanket. Sit. Make yourself comfortable. I made sure to grab one of our not-so-good blankets for this. Figured it was better to get an old blanket dirty than our nice clothes. But this is what I wanted to show you. Okay, look up at the sky. Do you see how clear it is? Right? How often do we get a night like this? It's so rare. There's absolutely nothing but the stars and the moon in the sky. The warm summer breeze blowing against us as the citronella candles help keep the bugs away. Don't worry, I thought of everything for you. I wanted to make sure you were as comfortable as you can be. So, yes, I am the best girlfriend ever. I know you aren't the biggest fan of just coming outside and laying around with me. But with a view like this, and the blanket and the candles, well, I just had to get you. It feels like we can see every star in the sky. And, like, I know we can't. There are 1,000 more stars than just this. But when you're laying on the ground like this, it feels like you can see everything in the sky. Isn't it gorgeous? I love you. Thank you for indulging me. You can go back inside now if you want. You don't want to? Oh, I mean, All right. I'm happy to have you. I just thought you would want to go back inside right away. You aren't normally the type to stargaze with me. Prefer to be inside with the air conditioning and the cold water. I'm more than happy to spend time with you like this. Do you think I can snuggle up? Yay, you're the best. Hello, my love. You feel so warm underneath me, so soft as I lay against you. Your hand immediately finds my tail, starting to play with it as it snakes around your fingers. You watch as my ears twitch in contentment, cuddling myself even closer to you. Rubbing my head against your body. I'm getting comfy. Give me a second. All right. You make me so happy. Did you know that? Really, you do. Don't even have to try or anything. Just laying next to me is enough to make my heart flutter. My friends warned me that there would be a day when I looked at you, and it didn't make my heart skip a beat, but I'm starting to think they're wrong because that day has yet to come. Every kiss feels as exciting as the last. Every touch sends a thrill down my spine. And any excuse to touch is one that I'm gonna take. I just can't get enough of you. I love spending time with you. Whether we're talking like this or just sitting side by side, doing our own things and enjoying each other's company. I'm always glad to have you with me. Because of you, I've learned that I hate being alone. I used to relish in that feeling before. Can you believe that? Me, clingiest girlfriend alive. But I would. I would look forward to coming home and not having anyone to talk to. But now I've got this itch to talk to you, to tell you everything about my day, every thought I have, every meme I saw. I even send you pictures of stuff I see throughout the day that just reminds me of you. I never thought I would be this sappy in a relationship. You're the only person who has made it feel like it's okay to be like this. Starting to pat my ears. Oh, yeah. A little bit lower. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Oh, fuck. A bit to the left. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Hey! Did I say you could stop? Fine, fine. Don't want me making those noises with the neighbors around. Do you want to know what I was doing before you came out here? I was trying to find Draco. You know the dragon? According to the map, it's supposed to be in the sky this time of year. I was able to find Ursa Minor, no problem. Draco is supposed to be kind of like cradling it. So, okay. If you follow my claw. Yeah, okay. You see that bright light right there? Yeah, okay. So that's Polaris. Well, that's its fancy name. Where I'm from, we just call it the North Star. It's right there at the tip. Now, there is only supposed to be one or two stars between Polaris and Draco. But when I go to find Draco, I can't find it. I'm starting to think I might be going the wrong way. I keep looking down, but all that gets me is Perseus. Which is a cool constellation, but it's just not what I'm searching for. Wait, have you ever seen Perseus? Okay, well now we need to change that. Can you follow my claw again? Yeah, so back to the North Star. It's easy to find what you're looking for if you use that as your starting point. It's the brightest star in the sky. You can hardly miss her. Now, if you go a little to your left, very good. A little bit further. Yeah, you get his head. Now follow my finger because that's his arm. And then it goes to his body. Yeah, it's upside down right now. Or maybe we are. We are the ones that are technically spinning, not that star. The stars stay still in space. At least, that's what I think happens. Don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure how it works or how space works. I just know how to find the stars and make pictures out of them. It was my favorite thing to do as a kid. Make up stories with the stars. I even made myself my own constellation. Do you want to see it? It's a little silly. I called it the Petite Necco. I thought it made it sound fancy if I had French in it. So, we're going to go start back at the North Star. Then, we're going to count 9 to the north. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. No, that's not 4. This is 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There. That's the start of my tail. Now you count 3 stars like this. 1, 2, 3. And then it makes a hard right and continues 4, 5. There are two little legs at the bottom. If you follow my fingers, you'll see them. Yeah. Yeah. Then if you go this way, you see my body. And then that one star right there. That represents my head. I counted the two stars above it as my ears, and that's the petite Neko. While I was out here, I was trying to brainstorm a way to make you into a constellation. Well, duh. Of course I would make you into one. If I'm a constellation, that means you have to be one too. No, I don't think there's any official rules about constellations. Even if it's not recognized by NASA, that doesn't mean it's not real. All constellations happen to be are pictures and stories we tell with the stars. Why can't we tell the story of us? Are we not good enough for the stars, my love? You are more than good enough for the stars. Only the most important people get recognized in them. You're important to me, therefore you should be honored. You know what? Let's make one together. I think you should be next to me. What do you think? Maybe you can be that little star right there. No, not that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah. So four stars to the right of my face. That can be your face. Almost like you're leaning over to kiss me or something and like we're meeting in the middle. And then we can have your body go a bit downward like this. And then your legs can start here. What? You don't want little stumpy legs? What if I want my constellation to be taller than yours? Well, mine is older, so it would only make sense that it would be bigger. Fine, fine. We got a couple more stars to your legs. Let's see. What if we add these two? That way we are roughly the same height. Better? Good. I'm glad. Now, we can have your arms behind your back like this. So count one for the arm and then one for the fist. Yeah, that's good. You're actually getting the hang of it. Am I missing anything? Now, this is just for fun, but I think you should get an extra star for your lips. Let's say it's that one, right next to the star that represents your face. You're bending over to kiss me as I turn around, my tail caught in the wind. It captures a little moment in our life. It's perfect. Oh, I absolutely love it, do you? I'm so glad, my love. Is it bad that I can't stop staring at them? Really, I think we did something amazing here. We should start telling people about our constellations. If we can get enough people to believe in it, maybe we could petition NASA to make them official. We would need to come up with a name for yours. Who? Since I'm the petite Neko, maybe you're the grand Neko. That wouldn't work. You don't have ears or a tail like that in your constellation. Maybe the petite Neko and her heart. Is that a little too tacky? Really? You like it? Oh, I love you too. I think together they need a name. Not the lovers, because that's way too obvious. I'm sure someone else has already come up with the tarot cards as constellations anyway. We need something unique. Something personal to us. Since your constellation is called Her Heart, maybe we do something along those lines. What about the couple? Think about it. It's mysterious, right? Who was that couple? What did they accomplish? Why are they in the stars for all of eternity? It leads to a lot of questions, most of which don't have an answer besides we enjoy it. That's what makes it so fun. What do you think? All right. We can workshop the name later. That seems more like your specialty anyway. I come up with the designs and you figure out what names to call them. We make the perfect team. Now, do you want to help me find Draco? You know, the constellation I was originally looking for, before we got distracted, did you forget? Yeah, sure. So it's supposed to be right underneath Ursa Minor, like it cradles it. I kept going down and it wasn't there. It's not to the left either, because that's where Perseus rests and he keeps taunting me. Fucking bitch. It's like he's laughing at me saying, ha ha, you're never gonna find Draco. Or like, I don't know. You're looking for a triangle of stars that represents the head, and then a long, winding body. It's a super simple constellation. I mean, it really shouldn't be this hard to find. According to the books, it's out this time of year. Do you see it? Wait, really? Where? Point! Show me! Okay, we start there. Then we go... There it is. Gosh, I feel real silly now. If I had moved my eyes a little bit to the right, I would have found the head. Good thing you're here. You saved the day, my hero. God, I love you so much. I don't know how you do it, but you make me fall just a bit more in love with you every day that passes. You're so amazing and don't even realize it. Too focused on listening to me talk and playing with my tail. Got tired of scratching my ears, huh? Oh, I wasn't trying to be subtle. Have you ever known me to be subtle? It's just not my style. You know that. Besides, I'm enjoying how you're playing with my tail. Letting it absently fall between your fingers as the tip draws random shapes against your thigh. My ears are tucked underneath your chin, getting tickled every time I move or they decide to twitch. My steady weight against your body feels so warm, despite the cool blanket and cold ground. I can see how slowly you're starting to blink, my love. The stars are starting to blur together, aren't they? Oh, just listen to your voice. You're so sleepy. Yes, you are. Why don't we head back inside? We can worry about the blanket tomorrow. I'll blow out the candles. You make sure the bed is nice and comfy for me, okay? Sounds like a plan. Wait, before you get up. I love you.